أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اقتربت الساعة وانشق القمر وإن يروا آية يعرضوا ويقولوا سحر مستمر وكذبوا واتبعوا أهواءهم وكل أمر مستقر ولقد جاءهم من الأنباء ما فيه مزدجر حكمة بالغة فما تغني النذر فتول عنهم يوم يدعو الداعي إلى شيء نكر خش عن أبصارهم يخرجون من الأجداث كأنهم جراد منتشر صدق الله العظيم. These are the opening ayats of Surah Al-Qamar. This surah was revealed to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam before the hijrat of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, on an occasion when the people of Makkah Mukarramah were requesting and making demands on Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for some sign about the truth of the nubuwwat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. At the end of the last surah, Surah An-Najm, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Azifatil Azifa, the day of appearance is soon, it's close, as though it has already appeared. And here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala begins the surah, Iqtarabati as-sa'a, that as-sa'a, the day of qiyamah, is very soon. How soon it is has been described in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam once after Asr, in other words, very close to sunset, one narration, the Sahabi says that we could see portion of the sun already dipping into the horizon. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then said to us that the life of this world that remains is like the life of the day that remains. From the time sunrise, the sun has risen, that duration of time, percentage-wise, that has already passed, and now that little bit of moments that are left for the sun to set, that is how the life of this earth is. From the time Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has created it, now the nubuwwat of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his advent has taken place, and now from that time till the day of Qiyamah, that little bit of time that is left for the sun to set, that is the percentage of time that is left for this world to now come to an end and the day of Qiyamah to take place. In one hadith, our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, he himself and the day of Qiyamah is like this. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam indicated with his index and the middle finger, as close as that is how close Qiyamah is. And here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is saying, اِقْتَرَبَتِ السَّاعَ, that السَّاعَ, the day of Qiyamah, is very close. وَانْشَقَّ الْقَمَرِ, and the moon has split. Now with regard to the splitting of the moon, commentators of the Quran Sharif have stated that there are so many ahadith that indicate to the incident that took place in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that they are so overwhelming that it is not possible for anyone to deny the occurrence of this event. Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was in Mina, and when some of the Quraysh made some demands on Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that we want to see some sign of your nubuwwat, some supernatural thing that takes place. And by seeing that, obviously, the understanding would be that they would bring iman and they would accept the nubuwwat of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at that time looked up towards the moon. In certain narrations, it was a fully lit moon. In other words, the full moon. And when they all looked up, they had found that the moon had split. In one narration so explicit, it has been described that one part of the moon was on the east, of Mount Hira and the other on the west of Mount Hira. And when they had seen the supernatural feat, this great miracle and mu'ajiza at the hands of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they began to have their doubts once again that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wa na'udhu billah, is a sahir, he's a sorcerer. And then some of them began to say, well, he cannot bewitch everyone. There are people that are in the outskirts of Makkah Mukarramah. They would also bear testimony if they had seen this, if there's any truth in it. And then as the travelers that came into Makkah Mukarramah, as they came in, they were asked, and many of them had said that they had observed with their own eyes the supernatural feat that had taken place. But yet these people did not bring iman at the hands of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Some authentic books on history speak about the Maharaj of Malabar, that he had also noted this, and that had been the reason why he had brought iman, and that was as far as Al-Hind, as far as India, and he had also brought iman, and that is recorded and documented in authentic books on the history of India. So be that as it may, the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself says, "One shaqqa al-qamar," that the moon had been split, wa yaraw ayatan, and if they see any ayah, any signs, yu'ridu, they turn away from those signs, وَيَقُولُوا سِحْرٌ مُسْتَمِرٌ, and they say that this is recurring sihr, this is recurring black magic or sorcery, that the people of the past were also bewitched, and even now this comes back to us. And some have stated that if you look at this ayat or this word mustamir in a different form, insofar as Arabic is concerned, it would not last. In other words, the truth will prevail. وَكَذَّبُوا وَاتَّبَعُوا أَهْوَاءَهُمْ, then they denied Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. They did not accept Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. They followed their vain desires. وَكُلُّ أَمْرٍ مُسْتَقِرٍ, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, every matter shall be settled. Every matter has his ordained time. And this is insofar as the hisab and kitab on the day of Qiyamah is concerned, that will certainly take place, whether these people bring iman or they do not bring iman. But the truth with regards to them is, وَلَقَدْ جَاءَهُمْ مِنَ الْأَنْبَاءِ مَا فِيهِ مُزْدَجَرٌ, that certainly to them the tidings, to them the stories, the information of the people had come to them. The people of the past, they have been listening to it in the Quran Sharif, they had experienced it, they had traveled, and all that, ma fihi musdajar, in which there is a definite deterrent for them to turn away from their ancient ways, the old ways of kufr and shirk, but obviously they do not bring iman in Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So no matter how much these facts are reiterated, no matter how much it is spoken about, they have not brought iman in Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.